All right, Young and Eve, episode 45, today in English again, and who's my guest today?
Bill Bishop.
Hey, Bill. You're here because why?
I'm here to talk about the Big Sort.
Big Sort?
Yes. I'm here to talk about Americans self-segregating into communities of like-mindedness. Isn't that, that's not what you thought I was here to talk about, is it?
No. I thought, I mean, you're part of the rural America.
Well, yes.
And
though I live in Austin, Texas, it's not rural.
I don't think so. Yeah.
No.
But when I think of rural America, I think of probably the richest part of of the world, of the richest of the of. The world. I mean, America is the richest country in the world. So, is the rural America?
Is America really the richest country in the world?
That's what
they
say.
It's not Sweden or one of those up countries up there that are richer. I think maybe it's richer.
You think?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, how is rural America doing?
It depends on if you own skis.
I don't.
You don't. Well, then if you own skis in America and you go to a place where you snow ski, it's doing fine.
Like Colorado.
Exactly.
Really?
Idaho. Right.
So,
parts of Colorado.
Do all rural areas in America have snow and skis? Yeah.
No, unfortunately, no.
No.
The parts of rural America where they mine coal, hard times.
That's good. That's
very hard times.
Yeah. Clean coal, at least?
They say that it's clean coal.
Do you agree?
It is, no. It's not clean.
Anyway.
I'm from Kentucky, where they mine coal, but it's not, it's not clean. They try, but it's not clean.
I mean, same here in Germany. They call it clean coal, but
It's hard.
Everybody knows they're fucking with us.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway.
Parts of America where they drill for shale gas.
Fracking?
Fracking is, you can see these satellite maps, and it looks like Chicago in the middle of, on the edge of North Dakota.
Really?
There's so many. The lights from the oil, the rigs, and the flares from the rigs.
Could you explain real quick what fracking is? Because the fracking trend has come here. I think they started in Hamburg.
Well, we don't. We think coal is unclean. Gas burns cleaner. Mm-hmm. They have discovered how to extract more gas out of certain formations by pumping in liquids, chemicals, and that forces the gas out.
It sounds safe. And clean.
It produces gas which burns cleaner than coal.
Great.
So what's the complaint?
Yeah.
You sound like you're complaining.
Are you complaining about it?
Well,
are you a fan of fracking?
There are people that there is some evidence that fracking can disturb the underground water supplies. Mm. There is some indication some places where if you pump the chemicals in the water back down into the ground, it can cause little shifts and cause tiny little earthquakes. But the people that work in the industry
earthquakes,
make good
money. Little earthquakes.
There are big earthquakes and little earthquakes, little seismic fluctuations, we might call them.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's happened in Oklahoma. And in those parts of the United States where that is taking place in rural areas, unemployment is zero.
Zero.
It's hard to find places for people to live. Mm-hmm. There's so many. They have created what they call man camps.
Man camps.
Yes. Areas where male workers congregate to sort of mass housing. It's just that there's that much demand for labor that. In places where there wasn't that much housing.
Sounds like slavery, like a modern form of slavery.
These are slaves who are making 80 or 100,000 US dollars a year. So
well-paid slaves.
Is that how much bloggers and YouTube artists make in Germany?
Not yet.
You might think of coming to the US and becoming a fracker.
That's my second career option. Whenever I turn 30, and I promised my mom, okay.
You're under 30. Okay.
Yeah. If journalism doesn't work out, I'm going to become a fracker.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, tell me about the problems in rural America. Are there any?
Sure. I mean, in some areas, there's unemployment. There is out-migration.
What's out-migration?
Well, people leave. You know,
why? Because there's no work.
There's no work, or
it's boring.
Or people want to. Some people think it's boring. I don't. Kids go to, they go off to university in the city, and they stay there. You know, if you're looking to get married, there, you know, you have a better choice in a city of mates.
Why? I mean, there's online dating now.
And I don't know about in Germany, but in the U.S. there are more people in cities than in rural areas.
Oh yeah,
is that true in Germany?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The trend is becoming bigger.
So you have this selection. You have a greater selection, and there are actually online dating services for rural areas. There's a site called FarmersOnly.com.
Farmers Only.
Yes. You should check it out.
I think we have a TV format here. It's called Baby, Bauer sucht Frau. A farmer is looking for a woman.
This works both ways.
Show here.
My friends tell me that there are women looking for farmers too.
Really? I guess they have certain qualities that others don't possess.
Who, farmers?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Me neither. So anyway, tell us what you write about in your, is it a blog? Is it
it's
a newspaper?
We run it like a newspaper, only it's online.
It's Daily Yonder, right?
DailyYonder.com. .com. And keep it rural.
Keep it rural.
Yeah.
What do you write about? What are you interested in?
We're interested in monopolies in the ag business. We're interested in...
the ag business?
Yeah, agriculture business.
Oh, agriculture.
Sorry.
I thought like hens and eggs.
No. Well, chicken producers, their relationship with the big chicken buyers we're interested in. We're interested in rural health care, housing, out-migration.
How are the chicken farmers doing here in Germany? People, you know, want more and more free chicken, as in free living chicken.
Yes,
they don't care if they're still slaughtered. They just want.
They want their lives to be fulfilled.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
How Americans treating the egg business?
Yes, the mass production of chickens is bad. Farmers have a tough time. They work under contract, Yes. They have a contract they work for the big poultry producers, Tyson's, I forget the other ones, but they're just two or three that produce most of the, but then there's
just two or three?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like an oligarchy.
Monopoly.
Monopoly, even.
Yes, yes. And there was some investigation of that in the U.S., and that monopoly is being transferred into the hog production, pork. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of the pork is being produced under contract, and they're trying to get it into the cattle industry, but ranchers are an independent breed and they're resisting.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah, I like my producers independent.
Why are there so little independent producers then? I mean, you were talking about so many monopolies in agriculture.
Well, when you lose control of markets, if you have truly free markets, then individual producers can survive. If you have markets where the prices are controlled by just a few buyers, then
that's not a market.
Then it becomes not a market. Exactly.
Then here in Germany, many people know Monsanto. Does Monsanto have anything to do with your work or your?
Well, Monsanto would have the has control over 90% of the corn seed production, has about 90% of the soybean production. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's another area where the markets work less well.
I've been living in Texas for 2 years.
In Texas?
Yeah, but in Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth
yes.
area, Metroplex. Has Texas changed in the last 10 years? I've been in Texas last time, like 70 years ago.
Texas has gotten, there are more people that live there.
Good.
Austin, Texas.
White people or more?
Every kind. And there's a different, young people moved to Austin. They moved to Austin to get tattoos and stick
and
things in their face.
For the festival.
They come to South by Southwest.
Do you ever go there?
There's some in my neighborhood, yes. Ooh. So I check it out a little bit. But not. No, I mainly try to stay away.
And
people are too young.
I mean, you're not that old either.
I'm old enough to know better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.